my opening statement is that this is one of the most talented teams that has ever been assembled by the New York Jets. I wanted to give this team the most opportunity to win this season. I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. The change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, as they make the move to fire head coach Robert Saleh. He does not plan on joining another team. He will be a defensive coordinator, what, next year? 2 years?
Yeah.
He could also do media. He's, you know, good, interesting.
I think he'll be a defensive coordinator
next year.
Week one of next season.
Yeah,
that's
probably right. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Chilly out there.
Yes.
Cold, even.
I could see my breath.
This morning walking out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it could.
803-0550. The Jets make a change at coach. The Patriots make a change at quarterback. What's the next big move that comes to the AFC East? Predict it. What's the next big move? I mean, Devontae Adams might be the favorite. If we were laying it out like,
yeah, that's right,
like
that's right.
Gambling lines, the number one most likely is Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Number two is a different receiver. You could try and tell me Mike McDaniels is going to get fired. You could try. And listen, Robert Saleh got fired.
Mm-hmm.
How different is Mike McDaniel? What does he do? He wins games, and his offense is great with one with a starting quarterback in.
Mm-hmm.
And his defense has not been good, and it's limiting, and they make a lot of changes. I mean, aren't the Jets kind of the mirror opposite of the Dolphins? The Jets, always good on defense. Their offense is always a mess. They're changing a million things. The Dolphins, their offense is great. Their defense is always a mess. They're changing a million things. Like they're the yin and yang of each other.
Yeah, really. The Dolphins have at least made the playoffs with McDaniel.
That's true.
But they haven't won in the playoffs, but
because
they've made it.
That's because, you know, having your quarterback, starting quarterback is probably better than having a defense that's great. A starting quarterback. And again, one that's accomplished enough. I mean, Tua, again, nobody thinks he's top five, but he's good enough. So what's the next change? I mean, I guess I should open up the door to Mike McDaniel getting fired because
He's getting a lot of heat in Miami. He's getting a lot of heat. I don't know what else. It would be another big, like Amari Cooper finding his way into the division. Are the Jets not going to do something, even if it's not Devontae Adams? I mean, I think it is going to be Devontae Adams. But you just heard the owner. The owner is all in. He thinks he has a Super Bowl roster.
Yeah.
So he is going to go all in for that. He is not worried about the future. He wants it. He wants to pour it all in. Let's go. And he might think the Bills look vulnerable too, which he would be right in thinking that, I think, right now. So, like, let's go get it. And if they lose on Monday, or they continue to, you know, kind of falter here leading into the trade deadline, I mean, what's their other pivot? If they're all in on this year, you don't have the card to play of firing the coach anymore. You already did that. So what's your other pivot? Your other pivot is you go make a big trade. You go make a big swing. We gotta bring in a final piece, another receiver. Maybe they add a pass rusher. But the Jets making like the biggest trade before the deadline in the league would not surprise me at all. That would be another good favorite. I do think it's going to be Adams, right? Wouldn't you think the next game he plays is going to be for the Jets? I would pick the Jets right now for him. The next game he suits up for will be in the Jets uniform.
I'm trying to think, like, what's second place? Is second place Adams to the Bills? Like, maybe Cooper, maybe somebody else.
The Bills making a receiver trade?
Yeah, some sort of trade. I just don't see it. Are they panicked? You know, one thing about the Bills here is it's been a rough 2 weeks, and there's some national heat coming for Sean McDermott. Article in the Sporting News. The Bills have a Sean McDermott problem. Cowherd, Stephen A. Smith, like the big guns, they're out for McDermott right now. And I don't think the Bills are out for McDermott at all. I mean, I usually dismiss that out of hand like right away. The thing I wonder about with them, there's a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing going on right now, Joe. Warren Sharp broke down a bunch of stats how the Bills are inexplicably passing the ball to the outside. Outside the numbers. They're near the top of the league in downfield outside the numbers throws. And they're very bad at those. Whether you're talking about Allen missing the occasional target or the guys on the outside separating, down the field outside throws, the Bills are bad at that, and they're doing it. Now, is that because that's what teams want them to do?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take away the middle. We're going to force you to throw to the outside because we think you're bad at that. So the Bills, in taking what the defense is giving them, are throwing to the outside of the field, throwing outside the numbers to these boundary receivers that do not produce. So it's a question. I'm going to bring it up with Joe Marino at 7:30. Like, chicken or the egg? Like, which is it? Is it the Bills are calling the wrong pass plays and passing it into weakness? Or is it that teams know that's their weakness and the Bills kind of don't have a choice until they get better at it? Like, whether that's Curtis Samuel on the outside or finding a way for Coleman to continue to contribute. But outside the numbers, they are brutal, this offense.
Don't you think it's probably because that's what defenses are trying to make them do?
Yes.
Because if I'm a defensive coordinator, I know that's what I want them doing. I want them throwing the ball to the perimeter receivers and trying to push the ball down the field because I think I can cover them pretty easily. Right?
I've got a very controversial, hot takey Josh Allen take for you that I've been.
Ooh, okay.
Let me try this on.
All right.
If you're a defensive coordinator and you've watched him play in the last year and a half, aren't you going to say, I'll take my chances with the deep shots? This dude hasn't hit a deep shot in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's on receiver. Diggs dropped one. Mac Hollins, I think, could have tracked and caught one. He missed Kincaid.
Yeah.
He missed Diggs. Right.
Kincaid was there. That was a touchdown.
He missed Diggs five times last year. If you're a defensive coordinator, right, would you not look at this Bills passing offense and say, you know what, let's take away the middle of the field. Let's take away or jump on the short stuff. Because they do not hit the big stuff. Last year, was it in Philly, where they ran, remember they ran the tunnel screen? Maybe not Philly, another game. But they were running those little tunnel screens all the time until they faked it and they tried to pop one over the top to Davis. And they missed that too. He turned the wrong way or whatever it was.
Oh, I think that was Philly.
Yeah. I've got how much of a body of work of, I know this guy has the talent, but right now, he's not hitting it.
Yeah.
And right now is a decent sample. A year? Is it 12 games of not hitting over the top? They have three completions of over 20 air yards this year. Do you know what the three plays are?
The Coleman back shoulder in week one. The Shakir play by the sideline.
Uh-huh.
And what's the third? Of 20 yards?
Air yards of 20 or more.
I don't know the third.
You basically got the right idea. What you have is a back shoulder and two broken plays.
What's the other broken play? There's another broken play, though?
There is another broken play.
Okay.
Let me pull it up for you here because I had the list of three. Yeah. It's two off the 18 passing attempts, there are three completions. And there's a deep shot missed to MVS. Here's another deep shot missed down the sideline to Keon Coleman out of bounds. Like, you just, if you are playing the Bills, you can probably, A, bait them into throwing this because Allen has always wanted this as part of their offense.
Yeah.
He loves to throw it deep. And, the other completion is Ty Johnson. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
against the Dolphins. That's a broken rollout to the right. I've got two rollouts to the right that are heaves and a back shoulder or contested catch. 3 for 18 on these passes.
I'm looking at his deep ball completion percentage. In the last 2 years, it is way down. He was like 2021, he was 9th. 2022, he was 13th. Then 24th, and this year he's 21st. So he's basically bottom 10 in the league in completion percentage when he's throwing it down the field.
And you have some drops. You've got a James Cook drop in here. You've got a Stephon Diggs drop in here. So these defenses might be living a little bit dangerously. But, I mean, you might take your chances. If they throw 20 air yards on you, do you think they're going to hit it?
I would want to dare. Well, right now, I don't know. Isn't it still a receiver point, though? This last year and this year? Like, him being down in the last 2 years. Should that really be that surprising? And also, defense is playing him that way. I think, you know, I don't know. You don't have to move closer to the line of scrimmage. You know he's going to throw it to you, right? Like, that's the thing that I remember thinking about him versus Mahomes last year. And the beginning of this year, it was starting to shift. But last year, it was Mahomes' lowest average depth of target in the league, right? Lowest air yards per attempt in the league. Like, he is settling. He is taking the short stuff. He is doing design stuff around the line of scrimmage. He is not going for it all when it's not there. And Allen more so is still going to go for it. Now, this year it hasn't cost them in turnovers like it had last year, but that's the thing. Like, I wonder what you do, because if I'm a defense, I know what I do. If I'm a defense, I just take away the middle of the field, and I probably still keep my safeties deep because I feel like the quarterback is still going to throw it down there. He's going to, even if it's not there, he's going to do it. I'm going to get contested catches. Maybe I'll get my chance to get an interception. And this defense has had his number.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's where you want to live, though. You do not want to live where this is your receiving core and you're having to throw the ball to the guys on the outside.
803-0550. The Utah hockey team has won their inaugural game.
All right,
ready for your joke at the water cooler?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ready?
Are we all going to have the same one?
Yet another franchise the Sabres are looking up at. I mean, they're three games behind them, kind of, right? Like,
yeah, kind of.
A game and a half, whatever. Yeah.
The Utah Hockey Club. Yeah.
Energy in the building, goals. Let's hope we get that on Thursday.
The owner is a young guy with like a backwards hat and everything. He's got the vibes, right?
The Utah Hockey Club.
Do you see, though, they have seats in their arena where you can't see the full ice?
That's not surprising, right? When you have a building that wasn't supposed to be for ice?
Yeah. Like, there's seats in the upper deck, I guess, where you can't see the zone closest to you.
Yikes.
You can only see the neutral zone and then the furthest zone. I'm assuming those tickets would be very cheap, though.
Cheaper. Yeah.
They should be.
The Islanders had that for a while in one of their buildings where you couldn't see
when they were
ice.
In Barclays Arena or whatever?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Joe Marino, don't miss it, 7:30, coming up with Joe Marino. And we'll talk with Sal as well. We've also got news on the Sabres. The hot dog of the day starts up again tomorrow.
We've got
some news on the food items they're going to have at the games. So excited to have that coming up later today, too. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.